Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Courageous Leaders podcast. The purpose of our podcast is to inspire leaders to access their courage and be the leader they want to be. And to be able to do this with support and knowing they are very unlikely to be alone in what they are experiencing. And the main thing is to hope you leave here feeling inspired, because that is why we set up the podcast in the first place. To realise you're not on your own, to normalise and humanise leadership, and to make it so it's not lonely at the top. That you realise that the thoughts or worries or doubts that you may have, others have them too. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Courageous Leaders Club. Very excited, as this is my first new start episode that we're doing, in me sharing with you some of the stories, insights and coaching advice to really help you kind of be the leader you want to be. For many years, I knew I wasn't showing up as my best self and I didn't understand why. I just didn't know how. I could feel inside that there was more in me, but I didn't know how to let it out and just be my true self. So over the course of the next few episodes, I'm going to be sharing with you insights, learning and coaching advice to help you really be the leader you want to be. And today's episode, we're going to start by talking about putting the right part of you in charge of your business or your leadership. Now you may be wondering what the hell I'm talking about, but what do you mean part? It comes from Internal Family Systems, IFS, that was created by Dr. Richard Swartz. And it's looking at the human as a system of protected parts. Now we still have our core self of who we are, but we're made up of lots of parts. The way that it helps me think about it is where you've got in your company, your executive team or your leadership team. I see this as my internal leadership team, my internal board that I need to manage first. So it really comes under the concept of self-leadership. How do I manage all the different parts that I have within me and leading them from the core of who I am to make sure I can show up and be the person I want to be? To bring this to life for you and start to make sense of it, I'll talk you through some of the parts that I've identified that I have and how they show up, and also some that I've introduced that have made life a lot easier and have helped me to find the energy, the resilience and the determination to keep going. So one of the parts that you may resonate with I have is the accommodator. So this part definitely joined me when I was very young in wanting to fit in, wanting to please people, wanting to be liked, wanting to belong. So this part joined my executive team called the accommodator. And it's probably been one of the most challenging parts for me to build a relationship with, because it's one of the strongest ones I have that comes out. It's the one in my business where I can see my diary's got no time left, but I'll still accommodate people and try and fit them in at the cost to me. At the cost to me, either not then looking after myself, at the cost to me, then not being with friends or my husband. But this accommodator can be so strong at times of just going, oh no, look, I'll fit you in. I want to help and please and help others. Now, the intention is good. The intention is to help, but the cost was getting too high to allow this accommodator to keep showing up. So to get to understand this accommodator, now these parts, all of them inside of you, and you may recognize some of them because they have this internal dialogue. So I think a lot of us have this internal dialogue that shows up and talks to us. And sometimes it says lovely things, and sometimes it says stuff that isn't so kind. But it's recognizing all these parts have a good intention. And ultimately, that intention is to protect you and look after you. So I needed to get to know this accommodator to understand why it was showing up and showing up so strong. And it was showing up to try and protect me, to help me belong, to help me feel like I was fitting in, and to help me feel like I was doing as much as I could to help people. So I'll come into a bit more, but then I've learned to manage it after I've taken you through a few more parts to kind of see if you can start identifying these within yourself. So one of mine is definitely the accommodator. Another one I have that I identified, this was probably one of the first parts I ever identified, is a part that I named Spike. Because I see Spike, it actually visually looks like a bit of a sea urchin, you know, black and spiky. Because what it would say to me wasn't very kind. You're not good enough. You can't do this. Who do you think you are? You don't belong here. And all the things that made me feel like I wasn't enough. All the self-doubt, all the worry, it was quite crippling and it would stop me doing a lot of things. It would keep me in my comfort zone. And again, until I started to learn that this just was a part of me. And you'll notice in my language, you know, when I say I am not good enough, I'm a worrier, I'm rubbish. When we say I am, that's a really strong identity statement. You know, I am this. And it's not who you are. It's just a part of you is feeling not good enough. Part of you is feeling that you can't do something. And then recognizing that this part was Spike. So again, it was building this relationship with Spike to understand why it was showing up. And I noticed the pattern that it kept showing up every time I was doing something the first time that was new. Anything that was kind of stretching my ability or needed me to really study, really understand what I was doing. You know, a brand new training for a company, it would say to me, these people are better than you. You can't do this. There's a better coaches out there. So all the things it would say to me to make me over prepare and over worry, which I really didn't need to do. Because again, ultimately it was trying to protect me. So when I realized that this was all about protection, I then would just let Spike show up and just, you know, thank him. Thanks for showing up. You know, I know you're doing this to kind of just care for me, but I'm okay. I've got this. So a lot of these, when you start recognizing these parts and you can actually see them, you can actually then just thank them for showing up. Because if you think about it, if I started to battle with Spike and started to say, why are you saying this? Don't say this, or ignoring it, I only get louder. It would start battling back with me because again, it's just wanting to protect me. So if it doesn't feel like I've listened the first time, it's just going to get a louder voice, potentially say something even more nasty to try and get me to stop doing whatever it's perceiving as is a threat to me or could make me vulnerable. So by just acknowledging the part, thanking the part and letting them know I'm okay can help Spike calm down to go, oh, okay, maybe she's got this then. The voice and the worry can relax in my mind and I can get back to my core self. As again, if I battled with it and tried to ignore it or fight it, it would get louder. It's a very important thing in terms of how to manage these parts inside of yourself. Now, not all these parts are nasty voices or challenging. I decided to, and this is something that I just took on from IFS, it was my personal build of how then I can use these parts to really help me run my business successfully and run me. How do I make sure I can be the person I want to be? So the parts then I introduced and started to recognize that needed to come out more and recognize is I had G.I. Joe. And G.I. Joe is just awesome. And literally, I'm very visual and I just imagine G.I. Joe. Some of you are going to think I'm crazy listening to this podcast, but G.I. Joe is for me like a Cindy or a Barbie doll in combat gear. She's kind of got that energy. If you watch a celebrity SAS, you know, she's that kind of, come on, you could do this, go. And she shows up brilliantly exactly when I need her. But sometimes I do call on her. I'm like, come on, we need G.I. Joe right now. So when we're in Argentina, we were climbing a mountain and it was so steep and it was getting really tough. And it was just like, G.I. Joe, I need you. Come on. And it was. And I just imagined her championing me on. Come on, you can do this. Take another step. You've got this. And it gave me a whole new lease of life and new energy that this part of me I knew could help me get up that mountain. So G.I. Joe now comes out when I'm going to go and do a new presentation. I'm going to go and talk on stage or run my event. I've got G.I. Joe with me, that part that is championing me on, telling me I can do this. And gives me that kick up the ass when I start to, you know, maybe listen to the accommodator or Spike. G.I. Joe's the one that's going, no, you can do this. Come on, show up. So she has been absolutely fantastic for me. And then on the other hand, I have Jojo. I have Jojo, which is my playful side. And another story, we went to Iguazu Falls and you go under this waterfall. You can get to go on a boat and they say they're going to take you under the waterfall, but you're going to get soaking wet. Well, anyway, all my other parts showed up, or the warrior showed up going, well, you're going to get wet. Your phone's going to get wet. And then it's, you're just going to be, how are you going to change your clothes? Where are you going to change? The warrior part of me just kind of kicked in massively. I was trying to kill the fun because again, just wanted to keep me safe. Just wanted to make sure I had dry clothes, didn't get a cold. It wasn't inconvenient or, you know, my phone wouldn't get damaged. Again, just trying to keep me safe. but was actually getting me to think, oh, should we just not do the boat? It's a bit inconvenient. Should we just not do it? We'll have a nice time anyway. And luckily, Jojo kicked in. It's like, no, go and do this. This is a once in a lifetime experience. And it was amazing. We got soaking wet. We were fine. We could get changed. And actually, for both me and my husband, it woke up an even more playful side of us, of just letting us be free and stop worrying about all the consequences and what about this, and just go and have fun. So the Jojo part of me really lets me just embrace my fun side. And this comes out in my work and on the event last year. I can't quite believe I did this, but I was on stage and I love to get people up moving because it really changes your state. You need to keep managing your physiology. So I get everyone up dancing and we have MC Hammer playing. You can't touch this. And before I knew it, I didn't even know I'm singing along in the microphone. My voice, singing voice is terrible. And I'm doing the Running Man on stage. And I look back at the video and go, oh my word, I did the Running Man on stage. This is Jojo. My Jojo playful part came out in full swing, helping me to show up and really show people that they can just express themselves, be and feel free to just dance, have fun and not worry about what anyone is thinking. So with G.I. Joe and Jojo, those parts come into helping me show up and run my business so, so well. And the final part I introduced that, again, has been life-changing for me, I call her Hippie Joe. Please carry on listening to this. It will all kind of make sense. I got Hippie Joe. And Hippie Joe is the one I became quite nervous of flying. I went to Cannes last year and it was one of the most frightening flights I've ever had in terms of turbulence, jumping. It was terrifying. And I've actually found flying really tough since. And I'm trying to get better, but I'm finding it really challenging. And the minute we have any turbulence, Hippie Joe is wonderful. I just imagine it's like a little cloud and this cloud just sprinkles like this lovely magic dust and it just calms me down. So I call on Hippie Joe and she just helps me just go relax, calm, sprinkling all this calmness over me. And it calms all my heart rate down and brings me down. And this has been, again, brilliantly. When my heart rate starts going before a presentation, or if I start worrying about something, Hippie Joe shows up just to kind of go, relax, chill, you've got this. So the combination of those three parts of bringing the calmness, bringing the kick up the arse, you can do this, bringing the playfulness, has been massive in me being able to self-lead myself and being able to manage the other parts that maybe are more challenging and don't say quite the nice things to yourself and make you feel like you're not good enough. So all of these parts help me show up in my business with the strongest part I have, and I call it Joanna. So a lot of people know me as Joe, but it's Joanna that runs my business. So when I talk about putting the right part of you, you know, running your business, your leadership, Joanna's really the one that's in charge. Joanna's the one that has the focus, the discipline, puts clear boundaries in place, is professional, shows up with certainty, shows up to serve, has really high standards, looks after herself, turns up in the morning to do her routine. But what Joanna does is call on the parts to help. So my morning routine, doing my yoga and my fitness, G.I. Joe shows up to make sure like I keep going as well. When it all gets, you know, a bit stressful, and if Joanna's got a lot going on, she calls on Hippie Joe to help out and calm it down. And when we need a break and just to go and do something fun, Joanna calls on Jojo to kind of bring that lightness to the day. So we have all these parts and it's about managing them and identifying them and looking after your own internal board. So what I have inside is like, I know who I am. I know who myself is. And if you imagine thinking as like a theater production, me as Joe's self is sitting in the seats watching the show. And on stage, I've got Joanna, I've got Jojo, I've got G.I. Joe, I've got Hippie Joe, Spike's on there, the accommodator's on there, the warrior's on there, all the parts that form who I am. And it's the self that then is in charge of them and can manage them and build the relationship with them to ensure that I can show up and run and manage all the internal dialogue, all the different parts that make up who I am, but I can sit in the seat of self and see what's happening and see the decisions I'm making. Now, I hope this is making sense. For you to dig into this more, I do recommend there's lots of YouTube videos on what IFS is. Now, IFS does focus more on healing kind of your wounded part, so like the accommodator and spike. What I chose to do is actually think about the parts and introduce and wake up the parts that I know are really going to help and champion me. I also got this a lot from Tony Robbins. I went to see Tony Robbins in August in Florida. Absolutely incredible experience. And a big thing he said to all of us was, make sure you're putting the right part of yourself in front of your business and in front of your leadership. Make sure the other parts aren't running your business, because if I was running my business as the accommodator, the people pleaser and spike, well, I wouldn't probably be here sitting talking to you today. It would have been closed a long time ago. I would have burnt out and I wouldn't be in a very good position. So taking this self-leadership of recognizing all the different parts of you, how to manage those parts, build a relationship with these parts. And even by taking an action and starting to go, who are the parts? Starting to identify these voices. I do a lot of this with my coaching and helping clients to do this. And it's amazing to see them start to see and recognize the parts and then building that relationship. I've got some clients that draw them out as illustrations so they can see them. And it actually is building up their family and their board of what's inside them. The first step is just to get really curious and start to identify and see these different parts. Then to start building a relationship with them, starting to ask, you know, look, why are they there? What role do they feel they serve by being there for you? And acknowledging them and thanking them for showing up and that you're okay. Especially if it's the parts that are trying to stop you doing something, you let them know you're okay, you've got this. The parts like G.I. Joe, you let her champion you, allow them to be there to support you. But ultimately, you're in charge of them. And this is a big part of mind management and getting really good at managing your mind and not letting your thoughts and this internal dialogue manage you. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to all the different parts. We've got Hippie Joe, G.I. Joe, Joanna, the accommodator, Spike, the warrior. It's taken me a bit of time to, you know, get to know them all and allow them to show up, but it has been transformational. It has opened up new opportunities for me. It's allowed me to show up. It's allowed me to live the standards. And I know it's going to help me become the person I want to be. So if this is really spiked an interest for you, please feel free to contact me if you want more information or I can share some more resources. We will eventually, for the podcast, be sharing more information and tools and everything from the podcast, but we're just building this up slowly. So we're starting now with me sharing more information in the solo episodes, but eventually we will be sharing more with you. But if you need anything right now or you have any questions you'd like to ask me about this, please reach out to me. It's joannahowes@thechangecreators.com, or I'm on LinkedIn. Please connect, as I'd love to be able to really make sure that this has landed. You can get to know your parts. Just get very curious. And the last tip, actually, I'll just give you something I do if it all gets a bit busy in my mind, or I realize that part that is trying to stop me or tell me I'm not good enough is getting a bit loud. The thing I do is I just close my eyes and I just say two words to myself. I just say relax and release. Relax, release. And just by relaxing and releasing, my subconscious relaxes and it allows me to access myself again. And imagine again being the seat of self, being in the audience of the theater. I go back into that seat of self to think about, what do I want to do? What decision do I want to make? What choice? What part do I need to help calm down? And I can do this. So just those two powerful words, relax and release. And I got this technique from an amazing book called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, which I highly recommend. And again, it really helps you to take charge of your thoughts and your mind, which really is the key and foundation to self-leadership and allowing you to show up so you can then show up for others and be the leader you want to be. So I really enjoyed taking you through that. Please reach out, and I look forward to sharing more information, more advice in our next episode. Take care, everybody. A huge thank you to you for listening to the Courageous Leaders Club. I'd love to know if anything from today's conversation resonated with you and what your key takeaway is. Will you do anything differently? Have you learned something you'll take forward in your own leadership? Do take a moment to connect with us on LinkedIn, where you can share your thoughts. You can connect personally with me at my email, joannahowes@thechangecreators.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. This will really help us grow our podcast and reach and help as many people as possible. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. Finally, for those of you who are seeking to take action today, you can book a free strategy call with me, and together we can produce an action plan to implement into your leadership and business. You can head to the link in the show notes to book now. Thank you so much again for listening, and I'll meet again on the next episode of the Courageous Leaders Club.